Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
We get you caught up on what's trending and what trended over the weekend. What's going on, Shannon?
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow's ski crash trial continued Friday, and she actually took the stand. We knew she would, to testify about the incident that took place in Park City, Utah several years ago. Gwen said she initially thought the retired optometrist, Terry Sanderson, at the center of this, slammed directly into the back of her as part of like a practical joke or maybe even a sexual assault.
So you're going down relatively slowly, and two skis slid in between my skis.
That's correct.
And all of a sudden, the whole front of a body pressing into my back.
That's right. And I didn't know exactly what was happening. It's a very strange thing to happen on a ski slope.
I didn't know if it was an intentional assault of a sexual nature.
Right.
Was he grinding and thrusting or something, or just the noises? What made you think it was a sexual assault?
So that was a quick thought that went through my head when I was trying to reconcile what was happening.
So she quickly realized it wasn't a sexual assault. They tumbled to the ground, and she said she got really angry afterward and let loose a string of cuss words at this guy, which she apologized for on the stand.
You skied directly into my effing back, and he said, oh, sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, however, again, this man's attorney says actually it was Gwen who skied into their client. The guy ended up breaking four ribs, sued her at the start for $3 million plus, which he has since amended to that $300,000. She's countersuing for just $1 and some legal fees. And this guy's attorney was trying real hard to connect Taylor Swift into this mess.
But remember me asking you, is it symbolic? And you said, yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay. And I asked you as well, you learned about that through Taylor Swift because she asked for $1 in symbolic damages, right?
And I think I said at that point I had not been familiar with it, but I since am.
Now you are.
Yes.
But at the time, a couple years ago in 2020, you didn't know anything about Taylor Swift's $1 symbolic damage lawsuit?
This lady was just reaching.
She went on for 5 minutes about Taylor Swift.
So is her lawyer. Her lawyer is terrible and is trying to bribe the judge and the bailiffs by asking to bring treats in for them. It's weird. This whole trial is weird. And also, why is Gwyneth Paltrow talking like that?
I don't know her talking any different.
I just don't know. I don't know.
if you watch anything on like that she does for Goop, she kind of talks like that sometimes too.
Well, when you only eat bone broth,
right?
Are you good friends with Taylor Swift?
I would not say we're good friends. We are friendly. I've taken my kids to one of her concerts before, but we don't talk very often.
You've never given Miss Swift personal, intimate gifts for Christmas?
A vibrator.
Your Honor.
Relevance?
What?
Like
what?
Well, she's just said that she wasn't friends with her, so I'm inquiring on
that. The trial's set to resume today, by the way. Harry Styles, it might be the most awkward thing I've ever seen. Harry Styles spotted smooching Emily Ratajkowski in Tokyo.
No, it's just the new way to kiss, I guess.
The side kiss.
Kiss Megan as awkwardly as he wants.
So he's currently in Japan performing as part of his Love on Tour concert series. And you can see the picture.
Trying to eat her face.
I'm literally posting them right now on the 30. Well, they start out doing it like side to side.
It's so uncomfortable.
Here's the thing.
Are they trying to face the cameras?
He has loved her forever. He admitted back in, God, I think we pulled this from 2014, that he had a crush on her.
Celebrity crush?
Emily Ratajkowski from Gone Girl. So everyone's like, he totally manifested this. And this is where the internet's so good. Somebody found a photo of Harry's ex, Olivia Wilde, cheering him on at one of his shows from last year. And there's Emily standing right next to her.
Oops.
It's good. Florida Atlantic, San Diego State, Miami will be making their very first appearances in the Final Four. The first time since 1970 that three first-timers all showed up in the same year. There will be no number one seed at the Final Four for the first time since 2011. Joining them, by the way, and rounding out that Final Four, UConn.
Mike chirping in sounds like you had good brackets this year.
I don't care about any of these teams, but it busted every single bracket out there, which puts me in second and third place.
Wow.
And a winner. Yeah.
It's actually interesting that ESPN said that they have 37 perfect brackets.
Really?
37 people actually had.
That is pretty crazy,
Florida
actually.
Florida State, FDU.
Florida Atlantic.
Florida Atlantic, whatever they are, FAU.
This year. Yeah.
Yeah.
And lastly, a tornado tore through Mississippi and Alabama on Friday night, killing more than 24 people. I mean, it was just horrific. The tornado destroyed buildings, knocked out power. There was hail the size of golf balls traveling 170 miles per hour. Just think about that. And it prompted authorities to warn people in its path that they were in a life-threatening situation, including this meteorologist, Matt Laubin from WTVA.
I would say the western few streets in Amory were now less than 2 minutes away. This is a strong, life-threatening tornado. We need to be in our tornado safe place. Oh, man. Like, north side of Amory, this is coming in. Oh, man. Dear Jesus, please help them. Amen.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. That video trending this morning because he did that. He did pray live on the air. And I saw yesterday President Biden issued an emergency declaration for the state of Mississippi, making federal funding to those areas hit by the tornado available. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on mojointhemorning.com.
Get more dirt at mojointhemorning.com. And another world-famous phone scam happens in minutes.